Well, thank you tonight. We come to honor Ashley and Sharon, and on this side, in this corner, Lewis and Shirley Bratton. And we're honored that you're here. Some of you who are new to our church, you may not know these couples and their faithfulness, but tonight is my opportunity for us to take just a moment, and the majority of our time tonight is going to be spent in honoring them and having some time out in the foyer honor them in a reception, and for you to say the words to them. That will mean the most. But I'd like for you to take your Bible and turn to the book of Ephesians for a moment, and I want to talk for a moment. This is my opportunity to talk to the church about why does God give the church pastors? Now, you've probably asked that several times, haven't you, in your life? Has he given the church pastors just to aggravate the people? That might be the answer of some. Why has God given pastors to the church? Here we say pastors, not pastor. We have several pastors here. Somebody said to me one day, we got way too many pastors. I said, we got way too many problem people around here. We got to have all these pastors take care of these people. So we're going to think about pastors, shepherds. Why does God give the church pastors? Ephesians chapter 4. Paul here is talking about grace gifts. You know, we're talking in the morning about grace, God's grace and my mess. God gives grace gifts. He gifts the church with multiple abilities. And one of those happens to be the role of the pastor. Verse 7, but to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, Scripture says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now, this expression, he ascended, what does it mean? Except that he also, that is Jesus, descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is himself also he who ascended. Jesus ascended and descended. He came to this earth. He also ascended back to heaven, far above all things, so that he might fill all things. That's the glory of Jesus. Everything is to honor Jesus. And then the Bible tells us, and he gave some. He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and then we would read some teachers. Why did God give pastors to the church? Verse 12. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So Paul, why has God given pastors to the church? To equip God's people for the work of the service. They don't do the service and the work alone. They equip God's people to do the work of service and to build up the body of Christ. So this is the work. And as I look around this room, all of us, including this person speaking to you tonight, we have all benefited from pastors who trained and equipped and taught us. And so there's a long line of pastors. Some tall, some short, some fat, some thin, but all with one thing in common. One thing in common. The calling of God on their life. God hasn't called all of you to pastor, but he's called some. And so tonight we honor two that God has called. And they have shared with us their life. There's no way to describe, unless you have actually served in a role as a pastor, what it is that engages you and what you have to do and how the work is done. For some, their opinion of the pastor is, they only work one day a week. How hard of a job is that? For others, they understand because perhaps they come from a pastor's family. But the fact of the matter is that when we meet men who honor the office, who fulfill it with their character and their integrity, we're told by the Word of God that we're to honor them and show double honor. So tonight we honor two who have demonstrated and fulfilled their responsibility as pastors. Both of these men have equipped saints and continue to equip saints. Both of these men have worked alongside people all over the place. Why, all over the country, they've both done this. We sometimes forget when pastors come here, they don't hatch out of an egg. They come from somewhere. They have experiences. They have knowledge. And then we here in Dixon, First Baptist Church, are blessed with those that God sends our way as pastors. So tonight I want you to think about two verses that are on back in your Bible. Hebrews chapter 13, I'd like for you to turn there next. And I want us to look at one of the responsibilities of the church to honor pastors. And we look at this, and we don't talk a lot about this. We don't often mention it. I don't. The pastors of the church don't ask me to. We feel we're here to serve you and to equip you and to train you for ministry and to help you follow Jesus and for us to be a church that follows Jesus, loves other people, and tells the world about Jesus. And we take seriously, all of us who are pastors here, the responsibility and obligation to fulfill that and live that out before you. None of us are perfect. And I'm sure tonight all of us have failed you. Or if we haven't yet, if you'll just wait, we'll get to you. We're going to fail you. But we do the best we can. We put on our britches one leg at a time, just like everybody else. We have to confess our sin, just like everybody else. We have to walk with God day by day, just like everybody else. And some of us here have had good experiences with pastors. You got to listen to me tonight. I'm your pastor right now. And you've had bad experiences with pastors. But you know how the Lord does this? He takes every one of these men that come in our life to teach us something about what it means to follow Jesus. So tonight, this is a very significant time for me as we recognize these two couples. And no pastor serves alone. Neither of these men would be worth a dime without their wives. Would we all say amen to that? We know that's true. Now, how do you all feel now? Ashley, Lewis, you couldn't even remember how many years you've been here. It's a good thing Shirley was standing there to help you add that up. So Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. In this chapter, I believe Paul is the author of Hebrews. He's finishing up his letter to these Hebrew Christians, and he says a number of things in the chapter. We're only going to look at verse 7. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and consider the result of their conduct and imitate their faith. We read in verse 17, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. So we take just a moment, and all of us here tonight, we remember these two men, and we remember their life. We remember how they've led us in various ways and times. Ashley, for 2 years, some of you have come since Ashley's been here. You haven't gotten to know him. Others of us have been here the entire time with Ashley and Sharon, and we think about them. Look at the phrases, remember those who led you. Number two, remember those who spoke the word of God to you. Both of these men have stood in this place, in this pulpit. They've preached, they've spoken to this church on numerous occasions. And they have spoken the word of God to us. Consider their conduct. You have two men of extraordinary character and who live and seek to follow Jesus. Now, we're not saying these two men are perfect, nor their wives. But consider, the Bible says, consider the result of their conduct. Think about their lives and who they are. And imitate their faith. What a great thing to say. We could imitate the faith of either of these men. And we'd be better for it. Amen? Amen. We'd be better for it. Now I'd like for you to take your Bible and go to 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, beginning in verse number 17. We, as Baptists, understand that pastors are the elders of the church. And so pastors serve as elders. And the elders of our church, our pastors, work alongside our deacons. And so the Bible says to us, 1 Timothy 5:17, the elders who rule well are considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. And both of these men deserve double honor tonight. They deserve our praise, they deserve our respect, they deserve our words, and frankly, our attendance here tonight. To say to them thank you for what they have done. So I've thought about some of the things about these two men. I could tell you a lot about both of them, because I'm speaking on behalf of all of the other pastors who are in this church. We have been blessed, and we are better men for having been with these men. I think about Lewis. Why, Lewis has done things that he never talks about. He's not going to send out a video that we play up here in church about what he's done. And he's served multiple times. So he's come back and over this past 5 years served again. And I think that we learn from Lewis. He is a model of faithfulness. He is a man of just steady faithfulness. And he's pretty detailed too, by the way. He takes good notes. And he puts things together. And when things are done and when things are in order, they're in order. And we thank you for that, Lewis. We appreciate that. Faithfulness in teaching. Faithfulness in pastoral care. He shows up at the hospitals and at times when he's not supposed to. Shirley tells him, Lewis, you're not getting in that car. Give me those keys. He faithfully goes. He visits. He calls. He teaches his class. And some of you are in his class. Lewis is an example for us to remember, and he's still here with us, serving faithfully. He's still going to serve, even though, how many times have you retired? Twice. All right. He's still going to serve. He's still going to be faithful. And we love Lewis for that. He is an example of quiet, faithful leadership. We could all learn a lesson from Lewis in quiet, faithful leadership. Could we not? We could. We could. So we honor you tonight, Lewis. So what about Ashley over here? The man who's always on the go. A man of absolute faithfulness. A man who has come here with Sharon. They came here on an interim basis. They came here part-time. And they joined this church. Does anybody know where Mount Juliet is? Raise your hand. All right. They've been coming from Mount Juliet to this church for 2 years. That's a pretty good drive, wouldn't you say? And so they've been faithful. They've been faithful to help us in days when we needed in this church to clearly define what education ministry is and how Sunday school works. We have brought a man who happens to know a little bit about that. Has years of experience. He didn't hatch out of an egg. He actually has lots of experience. He came here to bring it to us. Now, we didn't all appreciate his experience. We didn't always appreciate what he brought us. But he has left for us and left for Ryan. Boy, I'm glad you're sitting by him. You need to. You need to sit real close to him, Ryan. He has left for Ryan a path to follow and for our church an understanding of what it really means to build and grow a Bible study, a Sunday school. And we don't apologize for that here. We're a church that grows a Sunday school. We believe in Sunday school. Do we not, church? All right. So here's a man who came, and for 2 years, he and Sharon have come. He serves our denomination. He serves the Southern Baptist Convention very faithfully. And he travels extensively. He's involved in all of that. But he always, let me tell you, he always makes a meeting. And that's a big deal. That's a very big deal. His sacrificial service to all of you. He's met with so many of you. He's talked with our people. He's understood our needs. Sharon has gone to the preschool and helped us again in that area to understand what does it mean to have a biblically based Sunday school from preschool all the way to old age adults. And we're thankful for all of that work that Ashley has done. Driving from here, why, Ashley and Sharon wouldn't want you to know this, but back here in the office, they'd come here on Sunday. They didn't leave. They stayed all day. Now, I have woke them up a few times from their nap. I don't blame them. They didn't want to go to anybody's house. They stayed right here. They didn't want to bother anybody. They were here. We're here to honor two people and their spouses who have done significant work for this church and for all of us. That's why we remember them tonight. I think about all of the times when Ashley would make his way out here for a night meeting. He gets off work. We changed our pastors and staff meeting so that they could join us, he and Ryan, when Ryan was working part-time. Both of them getting in their cars from Nashville, coming home in Nashville traffic to be here for staff meeting at night after they've worked their job all day. Why did they do it? Because they love the Lord and they're called to do it. So we must remember those who labor among us. We must remember those who teach us the Word of God. We must remember those and look at their character and their life. We may not like all that they do. We may not appreciate all the things they say. Leadership's not always easy, is it? When you have to lead, you have to say, this is what we will do. And this is what we won't do. And generally, somebody's not happy. So these men, they demonstrate for us, and that's why I'm making a big deal out of this. You can tell I'm going on and on and on for a reason. These two men demonstrate what real pastoral leadership looks like. And I'm really glad that all of us had a chance to see it. Would you agree? I'm glad. Now, it's not that they're going anywhere. We're just going to change their job assignments now that they're here and they're not doing this anymore. We're going to give them other things that they can do because they love this church. They love this church and they love these people. So, again, I want to read it to you as we finish, and then we're going to honor them tonight. The elders who rule well. Ashley, you and Lewis, you have ruled well. We don't like the word rule, but you have led well. We seek tonight to demonstrate and show double honor. And when it's been frustrating, we understand that. When we haven't been cooperative, we understand that. But we say tonight, and I speak on behalf of all of us, we thank you for the opportunity we've had to serve with you, and we thank you for it. All right, Dan. So Dan Richard is finishing up being the chairman of personnel, and I want Dan to come now. And do you want these two couples to come up here? All right, if you'll make your way with Sharon back up here, and Lewis, come on back up with Shirley. And Dan is going to. Dan, where'd you go? Okay. Do you need some help? All right. We're going to turn this mic on. All right. Couples, come stand right here in the center. look, you're education people. You're not in charge of anything right now. Come stand right here and quit trying to take over things. I know how to come over here in the middle. No, stand right here in the center. Here, let me get you the Wheel of Fortune. Stand right here on this spot. All right. Dan, here's your mic. I'm going to go sit down and get out of the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been as helpful as I can be.
All right. You can hear me. Thank you. So I just want to say on behalf of the church and on behalf of you folks, how much we appreciate you folks and your leadership here. Pastor Mike spoke well, and so we all echo that, and we appreciate that. We'll have a reception in the foyer immediately following, and I would invite you to come out there. There are some cards that you can write a note to these folks, so that they can remember and have that as a part of their memory to celebrate what they have accomplished here in your life and how they've served the Lord and what an impact that has had for you. And so I would encourage you to use that out there. These gifts are from the church here, and we appreciate that very much. So we'll leave from this place and go directly to the foyer, and we'll invite you all to join us there in a few minutes. Okay? Yeah, if you will, Pastor Mike, thank you.
Follow me. Follow you at your purse.
Awkward when you don't do these things all the time, right? So while they're going out, let's just bow our heads and pray, and then we'll be dismissed tonight. Thanks for being here. Father, thank you for your grace in our lives and the people that you bring our way that can help us in ministry and help us learn how to follow you better. And I pray that you'll just bless Brother Lewis and Shirley and Brother Ashley and Sharon and guide them in the days ahead, strengthen their bodies, give them feet of mobility to continue in their service. Thank you for their willingness to be used of you. And I pray that you'll help us as we celebrate with them and move from this place to continue in our service for you in the best way that we can. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.